Selamun aleyküm sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for you to nab shiv of Daniel Krat. Kashlita la bracha v'atzlecha v'chol ma'aseh yadav v'chol anil v'meilav. And nechagetav v'as Reb Chaim Tzvi v'chol anil v'meilav. Sweetest friends, we are continuing our series of shiurim in the Sidur al Adriyah. So after the Beirush of Moida'ani, which we learned together v'siyata d'shmaya, now the Rav explains the Seder of Tzitzis. So before he even gets to the L'shem Yichud and the Bracha, he just talks about this transition that we're making from the Moda Ani to the Tzitzis. Who even thinks about the transition? We just do it, right? But there's Chachma behind this as well, just the going from one stage to the other. Masbir Maran Rav b'Lashono Tziurit HaPiyutit הקבלית, האלוקית, הרוממה והנשגבה. ציצית, נפגשנו עם העולם הכללי. We've met the general world. ספגנו אל תוך נשמתנו את האורה הצחה הכוללת. We have absorbed into our souls the pure general light של ההרה האלוהית, of the godly light. המחיה כל חיים, that gives life to all life. המחזרת את נשמתנו, בנו באהבה רבה, באמונה רבה. That returns our soul to us with great faith. We spoke about Moida'ani. Moida'ani is universalistic. That's the Ora Tzecha Kolelet. That's the godly light that shines on all of creation. המחיה כל חיים. That gives life to all life and gives us our souls back with great faith. And then we advance forward. Mitoch ha-prozdor ha-chatzir ha-gedol shel chatzrot Hashem lavo al ha-teraklim el ha-ichal mitoch ha-ofa ha-kulelet shel chaye ha-olam. And then we move forward, we step forward from the prozdor, from the vestibule, from the waiting room. Hachatzer ha-gedol shel chatzrot Hashem, the great courtyard of the courtyards of God. Lavo al ha-teraklin, to go into the palace. El ha-ichal, to the sanctuary. Mitoch hofa klalit shel chaye olam. From the general revelation to the world, to the life of the world, לבוא לזיבה תוכי הפנימי של אלוהי ישראל, המייחד אותנו בעליות הקודש של קדושת המצוות, ואורות אליהות המיוחדות לעם סגולה. So we're going from the general to the specific, to the particular, to the provincial, from the world to the universalistic to Am Yisrael. From the general chotzer, courtyard, the waiting room, the vestibule, to the toich, to the heichal, to the sanctuary, to the palace, to this mitzvah of tzitzis, to get the internal light of God that He gave to His special nation. Daber al bnei Yisrael ve'amarta aleihem v'yasu lehem tzitzit al kanfei v'gdihem ledorotam. Speak to the Jewish people and tell them, make for yourself tzitzis on the corner of your garments, for the generations. Hadorot yitchanchu, yitgadlu, v'yitpatchu. The generations will be educated, they will grow, they will develop. Al yisod ha-tochen ha-ori shel ha-ara Elohit ha-pnimit. On the foundation of the content of the light of the internal godly shine. המייחדת את הגוי הגדול הזה בעוצמת הוד קדושתו. That makes this nation unique, this great nation unique, with the splendor of its holiness. Speak to the Jewish people. Make tzitzis. The generations, הדורות, the דורות, the דורות are going to be educated. They're going to grow. They're going to develop with this internal godly light. So what is the meaning? What is the spiritual meaning of the mitzvah of tzitzis? Hamidot ha-nafshiyot kulan hinan levushei ha-nefesh. The midas are like what enclose this soul. Ha'atzmiut, the essence of this soul, the essence of the person. Ha'nafshit b'izus pnimiuta, the soul in the strength of its pnimius, of its internal existence. Hu'inyan nisav na'ala, it's a very high, lofty concept, one's essence. Tamir v'ne'alam, it's hidden. Mikol ra'ayon v'hasaga ishit gufanit, from any idea, from any human conception, any bodily conception. So that's the soul. You can't talk about the soul. It's really beyond us. Like the Rav writes elsewhere, nobody knows the ofia ha'atzmi. To know your soul is beyond us, fully, to fully know your soul. So that's the soul, that's the atzmius. Hamidot hein malbishot ota. Not nodla et toara vet tiferet ofia lehitgalot al melchav hachayim. The midas enclose this soul. They give it its form, its glory, its nature, to be revealed to in the broader field of life. So the atzmius is the soul, that's the essence, and then that's revealed through the midas. Hamasim kulam inam totzot yesharot matimot al pi tchunat hanefesh. The deeds are direct results that fit to the nature of the soul. Hamitgalot al pi etlapshut shel hamidot biyifat tiferetam, that are revealed based on the enclosing of the midas in all their beautiful glory. Yotzim mem hamasim mitoch haknafayim hakitzoniot shel hamidot. The maasim come out of the most extreme corners of the midas. So you have the atzmius, then you have the midas, and then from that comes the maasim. Umavlitim et hatashput et pashtut kochotehen lefratim, and they emphasize the extension of the kochos to details. V'tchunat haneshama yisraelit hasfuga meruach el Elohei olam hamaret birut oro betilot Yisrael sheyoshev behen. And the nature of the Jewish soul, which is absorbed with the spirit of the God of the world, that shows the, its shiny light in the praises of the Jewish people on which he sits. V'ata kadosh yoshev tilot Yisrael. V'ata kadosh yoshev tilot Yisrael. So God is sitting on the praises of the Jewish people. V'tilot Yisrael hushi yoshev ben. It's revealed through the glory of the mitzvah of God. So this soul is revealed through the mitzvah, which is equal to all the mitzvahs, which is the mitzvah of tzitzis. Lo rak or chayim tiviim, not only the light of life, the natural light of life, miyusharim rak beheishara enoshit mitzumtzemet umukbala, which is has this narrow human expression, mufia betochiyuta shel neshama yisraelit, is revealed in the essence of the Jewish soul. Kim or chaye olam, but rather the light of the eternal life. Mehoda chaim Elohim, from the splendor of the godly life. Miziva chaim shelomer sela shel dvar Hashem, from the shine of life of the one who speaks eternally the word of God. Hamavuta b'divrot kodesh asher b'torah, that's expressed in the holy words of the Torah. Tunat hamidot ha-israeliot hod ha-levush shel ha-nefesh ha-israelit. Hinei tunat ha-ora shel dvar Hashem asher v'etgalut chefetz kodsho shenetgala b'or behir shel Torat emet. Al-pi ha-tzivui ha-aloki mitlabeshet hi ha-gviya ha-israelit b'veged ma'ate ha-nosei b'kirbo'ot ha-pashtut ha-ora shel kol sifei ha-maasim al-pi chukei Hashem u'mishpatav al-Yisrael. So you have the beged, and then you have the hispashtus of the maasim from the beged. Hasifim ha-maasim ha-yotzim mitoch ha-tchuna ha-midotit hazot shel ha-ofa Elohit, and the practical branches that come out of the midos, the nature of the midos of the godly revelation. Ha-malbeshet ha-torah pnimi shel ha-neshama, that's enclosed the internal, then clothes the internal light of the soul. Inam pirtei mitzvot shel Torah, those are the mitzvahs. Betunat ha'asiyah shelhem, and they're and they're doing its their meisim. Uhofa'atim, the revelation of istaklutei unit v'hargeshit shelem, of their of understanding that the ideas behind them, these mitzvahs. Ubotem atzitzit al kanfei habgadim betchunatan hakedusha alokit v'nosot b'tochan et or elyon. So come the tzitzis on the corner of the garments, in the their quality of the holy godliness, and they carry within them the divine light. Or chayin, the light of life, sheminasim et nishmotehem shel adorot kulam, that raises the souls of all the generations, leotar olamut shel kedushat Yisrael elyona, to that exaltedness of the high holiness of the Jewish people. Ve'asu lam tzitzit al kanfei b'gdiyam dorotam, you should make them tzitzis on the corner of the garment. So what do we have over here? We have the Jewish soul, and that Jewish soul is enclosed with a four-cornered garment. And that garment represents his midos. That's the midos, just like the midos enclose the soul. So too, the garment enclothes the body. That's the garment. That's the beged. Then, at the corner, from that, at the extreme corners, come out the maisim. And those are the details, and those are the strings that come out. And we know tzitzis is a remes to taryag, right? You have the gematria of tzitzis. Sadi and Sadi, 90-90 is 180. And then 400 is the tuf. So that's 5, Tzadi Tzadi is 180, and the Tuf is 480. The Tuf is 580, right? 400 is 580. And then the two Yuds are another 20, that's 600. And then the five knots and the eight strings, that's another 13, and that's the 613. So from the garment comes, at the corners, comes the tzitzis, which represent the mitzvahs. So you should make these tzitzis on the corner of your garment for all the generations. This is what elevates all the generations, the mitzvot ma'asiyot. So you have the etzem ha'nefesh, which is not describable, which is not part of the mitzvah. That's just enclosed by the garment. That's the four-corner garment. Now you can start talking about it. It's the midos. And then from those midos come the maisim. At the end of the midos, all of our maisim are expression of our midos. Our midos are expression of our soul, and our maisim are an expression of our midos. And that's what comes out from the corners. And that's the godly light that comes out of these tzitzis. So that's the... They have to make these tzitzis on the corner of their garments for the generations. This is what elevates all the generations. It brings us to this godliness. It elevates us to our holy Kedushas Yisrael. So this is the transition. That's why we have this mitzvah is the transition from being a universal person, a man of mankind, that's Maidani. Maidani is for everybody. And then comes Tzitzis, that's Dafka for Klal Yisrael, because this is what, this is the expression of our Kedushas Yisrael, because here you have this mitzvah that represents all 613 mitzvahs. And that's Taka, what we say in Shema, in the parasha of Tzitzis, that we say, Uzachartim is called Mitzvah Hashem. It's supposed to remind us of all the mitzvahs. So it's Matim Me'od, it fits that after we say Maidani, then we go on to this mitzvah that's supposed to distinguish us from all the other nations of the world. And that reminds us of all the mitzvahs. And that's what makes us holy, these mitzvahs that contain the word of God. And again, the symbolism of the tzitzis is the levush, which is the Lavush of the soul, the midas, and then they're the strings, which are the meisim that come out of the corners of the midas. And of course, as I always mention, this is Kabbalah, and this is replete with Kabbalistic references, which I'm not there, not even close. So there are other people who understand it much better, not much better than I do. I don't understand it at all. There are other people who understand it. There's a Talmud Chacham named Rabbi Yosef Avivi, lives in the Rechavi area. So he wrote a book on Kabbalah Sarov Kook. So I'm sure he understands. But we do it, you know, Rav Kook wrote this parish not only for Mekubalim, not only for Rabbi Yosef Avivi. He wrote it for us. That's why I try to learn the parish. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we learned about the transition from the Maidani to Tzitzis, and Bezrat Hashem, and Nachman Namshich. Toda Rabba Rabba Shehezantem. Shalom.